matter and sit down.
Live, raw, unedited. Dr. Devin Dana coming at you from Studio D in Wilmington, Philadelphia Metro. You are listening to the Eat Clean, Think Dirty Show. The views expressed here are simply opinions and not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any of your problems. Listen at your own risk.
So that was new. What? Recording this on my phone with the music all at the same time. We're just getting really techie in here.
We are. Well, you're getting techie. I'm about the least techie.
You're just benefiting from it.
I'm learning from you. So we're actually...
No, you're not.
Okay. I'm totally ignoring what's going on and just get the shit done.
What? See? Okay. It started playing again and I didn't want that to happen. So
okay.
Anyway.
So we're recording on the phone because we are in a bit of a time crunch here. And what are we doing?
Tonight?
Well, yeah, what are we doing tonight?
Oh, we're going to go to a friend's house, a fan of our show, and also friend. And she invited us out, I think, as, I don't know, I've never met her. Have you met her?
No, I know her daughter.
Okay, good. So, and we have some mutual friends, so this is going to be fun. We're going to my old, where I grew up, Drexel Hill, and we're going to
That's Delaware County, Pennsylvania.
Shh, you weren't supposed to say that.
Why?
Because I try to rid the Delaware County from my voice.
I'm from Delaware County, too.
I know.
I mean, for a little while, anyway. You were there longer than I. You were there until, like, 18. I was only there until 12.
Shh, that's enough.
Okay.
That's true. So, anyway, we're going back to Delco.
Yeah.
All right. Deb's going to get her thug on. So, but I think what you meant, we're having a midwinter's dinner with some mutual friends and new friends. So I think that'll be really fun. But what we're doing today is, okay, we have Valentine's Day coming up. Deb's been preparing for her TEDx talk on love and, you know, the Valentine's theme. And it's really interesting because this particular article that we're going to talk about deals with how do you know when you really should get out of a relationship? So who cares if you're in one and it's Valentine's Day, you think you need to hold on to that. Like, if you're miserable, I think you need to get out, like, stat.
Yeah, and I think everybody's always talking about how to fix, and sometimes you need to step out.
You need to bail.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this article focuses specifically on your body's reaction to your subconscious knowing that you really need to be out of the relationship. And I think it's so interesting.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, some of the things that will happen here, too, is that, like, you know, when you're unhappy, you will get physical responses.
Uh-huh.
When you're unhappy with someone, and... when you have a physical reaction to somebody, it's time to really start questioning. And I know a lot of people who will stay in relationships and they're having physical reactions and their health is just going downhill.
Yeah. So it's not just that you're unhappy. I mean, the stress that it causes you, you know, stress is the cause of so many ailments, right? Cancers and things like that. Like, you're in a bad relationship, you're feeling the ill effects of it, you will get sick eventually.
Yes.
So these are the things that you can, you know, maybe do, keep tabs on to tell whether you should call it quit. So do you want to start?
Yeah. So let's go with feeling sick to your stomach.
Yes, the feeling sick to your stomach. So you're feeling
a sinking feeling in your stomach. I'm going to put those two together.
Okay, so you're feeling what? Nauseated?
Nauseated, yeah. Your stomach's upset all the time.
Okay, and what is that due to? It's like you're feeling queasy, right? Or you might feel crampy, you might want to puke. You're unsettled, you're... nervous stomach, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, so, I mean, I think that there's a lot of, for lack of a better word, language in your stomach, okay?
Oh, yeah. And your gut knows.
Your gut knows, yeah. And I think that, you know, when you start to feel, you know, nauseated around people, or you get around people and you start getting upset stomachs, okay? you know, that's a stress response. and you need to listen to these stress responses. And like you said, Dana, like your gut knows. And I think that, again, like I'm pulling this out of nowhere, but I believe this, that like happiness often starts in or around the gut.
So what else is happening too, you know, when you get that feeling in your stomach and you're feeling like sick, it's elevating other things like the chemicals in your body. That is actually going to make you sick. So this is the short-term ramification of feeling, you know, you like you're in a bad situation. But the long-term, if you keep up, right, you will definitely, definitely get something.
So, like, coupling that with eating really shitty food.
Well, there's that, too.
Yeah, I mean, think about this for a second. Like, this is, like, the cocktail for a freaking major, major tsunami. It's like... You're in an unhappy relationship, and you are eating really, really crappy food.
Well, actually,
and,
that's another one.
And you're stressed.
Yeah, there's a big change in your appetite, yeah. Right? So maybe you're eating more food. Maybe you're eating differently than you normally mm-hmm. would, like, or bigger portions, or maybe you're not eating at all.
Or maybe you're not eating at all.
You know, big change in your appetite in some way, also bad.
So with that happening, so those three things, you know, you've got a potential, and some people probably get things like leaky gut.
Sure.
For these, with those three things happening at the same time, and then, you know, they end up with an autoimmune disease.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because leaky gut really is, it's a stress thing.
Yes, yes. Okay, so and we know just stress is bad all over the place.
Right, and I think actually all of these things really have their root in stress. Mm-hmm. The underlying theme here is these are all of your body's reactions to feeling constantly stressed out.
And when you want something, like when, as a human being, you need love. Okay, you need that flow of things like oxytocin. Okay, mm-hmm. And phenethylamine and dopamine, and you need all of these flowing of neurochemicals and hormones that are really healthy for the body. And when you're stressed, you don't get those. So when you're thinking about like, God, I just want to be happy, or you know, you see another relationship and you're like, God, that's what I want. Why don't I have this? And you know, you're fighting all the time, and you know, that is big, big, big time stress.
Yes. All right, how about another one? A constant feeling of being alone, even though you're not physically alone, right?
I've been there.
Yeah?
Yes.
Me too.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's not fun.
No.
And oftentimes the other person doesn't understand that, which is even worse because...
They're like, I'm right here.
I'm right here. Yeah, so there's like an emptiness.
Yes, there. Or a feeling of you're just disconnected from that person, or they don't understand you or whatever. That's what that feeling of loneliness is. That's a big red flag.
Yeah, so you can feel lonely in a relationship. And again, like Dana said, that's a big red flag. To be thinking about. But on the last one that we talked about with regards to sick to your stomach and some of the things that we were saying about that, like inability to calm down.
Well, that's a whole different one too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't sit still. You feel like you've got ants in your pants or you
unsettled.
Can't sleep, right? A lot of these are related.
Yeah.
There's a time, and you can't sleep, you can't sit still, you're fidgety, you're agitated, you have those... physical tell signs of being anxious.
Yes. Now, people don't sleep for several different reasons, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, I know, you know, I've had sleep problems before when my hormones were imbalanced, okay? So, but this is kind of like, you know, you're laying next to somebody and you're cringing. You're mm-hmm. grinding your teeth,
mm-hmm.
okay? The anxiety is up, okay? And it's not in a good way. You know, sometimes... In the beginning of something, you know, you're so all excited and, you know, you can end up kind of staying up just through excitement, but it's positive excitement.
Yes.
It may still be stress on your body nonetheless, but it's still positive excitement. But like when you're grinding your teeth, okay, and you wake up and you've got like really sore muscles because you were tense the whole night,
mm-hmm.
sleeping next to somebody, we got a problem. That's a big problem. Yeah. I've been there too.
So what's that your brain is working overtime, right? Is trying to resolve the feeling of your emotional stress levels are not matching up with what the physical should be, right? So,
yeah.
And you're trying to solve that puzzle, and your brain is sending you these signals like something is off, and that's why you're feeling all of these stress-related, angsty, anxiety, tell signs.
Mm-hmm. And then comes, you know, another one that's on this list is exhaustion. Okay, again, related to, you know, what we're talking about, stress and unhappiness, and you know, just your body just becomes exhausted because you are constantly in a state of what I would call, you know, that fight or flight state.
Yes.
And this is when you can get adrenal wear down, you can get, you know, other issues that are happening, your HPA access, your hypothalamus pituitary adrenal gland access can go off when you stay in this. This is why, like, staying in long-term relationships when they are not healthy or happy can lead to a dysregulation of your HPA access. And then, you know, then we got a problem.
Right.
You know, and people do. People stay in these relationships for years and years and years. Marriages for 30 years, you know. That and you wonder why, like, both of them have, like, some major, major health issues.
Right.
You know, when you're, it's almost like, I look at it like this, like your spirit is reacting against your reality.
That's a very interesting way to put it.
Yeah.
That's true.
And I always, you know, I always try to push for people, and I don't push too hard on this because, you know, it's something that people have to discover on their own. But, you know, when your spirit reacts, you know, you'll have health issues. You'll have a constant, you know, kind of dialogue in your head, okay? You'll feel confused. You'll, you know, there'll be glimpses of, I want to stay here. I don't want to stay here. I'm scared, you know? It's like, and you got to, people have to learn how to start listening to their spirit, their mm-hmm. spiritual selves.
So another way of, you know, discovering that is, you know, really listen to your body. How are you feeling? Do you ever get that, like, sinking feeling when you're in a relationship that you know is not going well?
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's all it's your belly, it's your chest. Do you ever feel that, like, that bling of alarm when something happens in a relationship, like, or you might get a text message, or you just see that there's a text message from that person and your whole body screams at you? That's a sign.
Yeah, or if you're talking to them on the phone and you're little, you're, you know, and I know a few people that I've certainly had these interactions with before where I'm on the phone with them and I'm just like, oh my God, like, okay, I gotta go, stop. Like, I'm literally having a physical reaction that is causing me a lot of stress.
Right, and so what's the opposite? Well, what do we want from a relationship? You want to feel giddy and joyful and excited about seeing that person, and oh, they just sent me a text message, it's making me smile.
Yes. And peace and calm.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I don't mind, I don't need to be, like, excited all day, every day. I mean, I like to be calm. I like to just feel relaxed and present,
right,
that I can be with this person, and, you know, we can just be. We can be.
Right.
I mean, there's no other way. Of course, happiness and giddiness is cool too, but, like, when you can't and you have all of these other negative feelings, man, whew, it does a world on your number on your spirit.
I've definitely gone through that.
Yeah, so some people will have headaches. They'll get headaches all the time. And you may not go through all of these, okay? Like, you may be somebody that just gets headaches, okay? Where somebody else might get several of these.
Right.
Okay? So, you know, don't, when you're listening to this, don't look at it like, oh, well, I only have one of those, so it's probably not that bad. No, that could be, you know, your reaction, and it could very well get worse. Like, so, you know, bad headaches, or again, stress headaches, you know, and they can be big, they can be painful, and that's your body trying to handle too much stress. And it's, you know, it ends up being sort of this constant reoccurring problem. And, you know, I don't think migraine headaches are fully understood, okay, but I've read multiple different researches on migraines, everything from gluten and dairy
mm-hmm.
and food sensitivities to this kind of stuff. Okay, like, there's somebody in your life, be it a relationship with a partner or be it even, like, friends that, like, you know, are causing you physical reactions, and it goes into, like, toxic people. Like,
right.
There's toxic people out there.
Or family, even, yeah.
Sure.
So how about unexplained, I'm going to put that in air quotes, unexplained anger. Like, you're normally a pretty chill person, but now you've become this, like, angry person at the base, right? So you're seemingly, for no reason, angry with, like, everybody. And maybe you're frustrated and you throw things or, you know, fuck this, fuck that, tearing something up, like, or whatever, or just, like, being very different than you normally would be. Like, you need to listen to that.
And, yeah, so one of the things that I will hone in on with people, like, who are they when they're with people that they're happy with?
Yeah.
You know, because then you've got something to really kind of compare to versus, like, let's say it's a partner. You know, who are you with your partner, and do you feel that anger starting to come up when you're in these interactions with them? And then when you're with, like, your friends or, you know, people that you don't have that reaction to, like, you need to look at that, you know, and start to do that comparison.
It's a big tell.
Yeah.
What you got?
What about sweats?
I don't know. We don't wear deodorant, so that's not a good one, right?
I know, right? So excessively sweating, again, I want to be clear, people can do this for multiple different reasons, okay? Your blanket can be synthetic, or you can have hormonal issues, or it can just be hot as balls, like, in your house.
Right.
But
like, when you're just standing there and you're feeling sweaty because no really good reason other than you're thinking about the future of this relationship, or they posed a question to you like, hey, where do you want to be in 5 years? And you're just clamming up.
Yeah, and even with that, you need to decipher whether or not you have fear of
commitment,
intimacy and commitment in general, or this person is not right for you.
Fair. Yeah. Very fair.
Yeah, so starting bad habits, man. Like, you know, I don't know.
Are you drinking every single day?
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
Several drinks. Have you started smoking? Have you stopped exercising, right? Stop taking, self-care has gone down the toilet.
Yeah, yeah. So biting nails, those types of things.
Picking at your hair. I've never done that. Have you?
What, picking at my hair?
Yeah, like, I know a lot of, like, I see a lot of young girls, they pick at their hair, like, they get the dead ends off.
No.
I've never done that. I don't understand that.
No.
It's interesting.
That might be a sign that they're stressed, huh?
Yes, it is a sign of stress.
Yeah, I've picked up other bad habits, but we don't need to go there. That's just too personal. And, you know, on those notes, unable to fall asleep, okay, again, that can be some other things, too, okay? That can be your cortisol is too high. That can be hormonal, you know, just dysregulation. It can be you slept too long with the TV on, okay? However, you know, I do believe that deeply, okay, in their gut, people know.
Yeah, and, like, the number one underlying thing to look out for is, you know, the word heartache is, I think, overused. I think it's sort of like a romantic word. But really, heartache has physical ramifications. Like, you can feel your heart hurt. There is a pain in your chest, a literal pain in your chest. Your body knows when you're in distress. Even if you consciously don't know, your body subconsciously knows. And it's trying to level the playing field, right? Your body is smarter than you are. So the signals for pain, whether it's emotional or physical, are the same to your body, even though they're not to you.
Yes.
So that's why you need to listen to your body.
So, you know, ultimately, in a functioning, healthy, happy relationship, two people make each other a priority, and they actively, you know, try to meet each other's needs, okay? And unfortunately, I think that that's a rare occurrence, okay? I oftentimes think that people get jammed up within their own, you know, what
they
need
to
do.
Just trying to meet their own needs in the relationship.
Exactly. And it's hard. You know, we live in a stressful world. But, like, you know, you can certainly hone in on, you know, what your partner's needs are. And that's being sensitive. It's being tender. It's being emotionally intelligent, okay? So, and there's plenty of people out there, and you can certainly learn how to be that, but these are all situations where that's definitely not happening. And, you know, what's going to happen is you're either going to end up with some physical or mental health issues, or, you know, you're going to end the relationship and move forward. And if you have physical health issues already or mental health issues already, you know, stemming from all of these things, like living in constant state of anger or living in a constant state of stress, you know, your body's an amazing thing and it can recover, okay? So once you leave the stressful situations, you know, your body will recover. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's around this. Like, some people stay in relationships because of financial security, because there's kids, and they're like really, really, really like sad situations because it's very, very difficult to get out. And then, you know, at 45 years old, there's like a major health issue.
Right.
You know, and, you know, there's always a way. So, you know, if you have those, you know, types of issues, I think at least for a little while to bide your time, get into something like yoga, okay? Make sure you're doing things...
Self-care.
You know, and learning how to self-care. And, you know, we'll do a podcast on self-care, but for now, Google it, okay, if you don't know what that is.
Yeah, that's all important. All right, I think we're going to wrap this up. What do you think?
I think so. All right, see ya. Peace.
No, we have to keep talking here.
See? Oh, man, I talk so much. Don't you talk a lot? I talk
You know you want more. Find them on Facebook at Eat Clean, Think Dirty, the podcast.
Yes.
And stalk them on Twitter at Don't Eat Dirty.
No.